Stelling poll, removing the backstop isn't enough, Boris. We demand full, unconditional Brexit. By James Stelling poll on August 20, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has written to Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, telling him the Irish backstop has to go from any future exit deal between Britain and the EU. This is great, as far as it goes. But, as the Brexit Party's chairman Richard Tice rightly says, it doesn't go nearly far enough. Let's be clear, the WA even without the backstop is still the worst deal in history. Is not Brexit and the Brexit Party will fight it tooth and nail. This letter confirms our fears that Boris and the Tories cannot be trusted to deliver a proper Brexit. Richard Tice, at Tice Richard, August 19, 2019. The Irish backstop was cooked up by EU apparatchiks, operating in cahoots with British Remainer civil servants, acting with the approval of the Remainer Prime Minister Theresa May, and inserted into the withdrawal agreement purely as an ambit claim. An ambit claim is legal jargon for a deliberately over-the-top initial demand made in expectation of an eventual counteroffer and compromise. That is, an ambit claim is put on the table with absolutely no expectation that it is going to be taken seriously. It's theatrics, it's a frightener, it's bullying and bluster and willy-waving. So when Boris Johnson makes noises about wanting the backstop removed, it's not as if he deserves congratulating for playing hardball with the opposition. All he's doing is saying the equivalent of, "Actually, if you don't mind, we'd rather not enter into an agreement which entails your taking a giant pair of shears and lopping off our testicles for the pure sadistic hell of it." Which means, in turn, that it won't be any kind of victory if Boris, after his conciliatory tour of the various EU member states, comes away with a version of Theresa May's withdrawal agreement minus the backstop. It will just be a Carthaginian peace whereby the entire city is still razed to the ground, with the earth salted and the wells poisoned, but maybe with a generous concession clause where the men don't get tortured before they are executed, or where only half the women get raped. This is the depressing possibility if Boris can persuade the EU's negotiators to come back to the table and if they're devious enough to appreciate just what a massive surrender a renegotiated withdrawal agreement would be with just the backstop removed. But this point, I'm still cautiously optimistic that this won't happen. The reason I'm optimistic is that when I look at people like Leo Varadkar, the Irish version of Canada's President Bieber, I do not find myself thinking, truly they are sending us their brightest and best. Once you remember that the EU's commissioners and apparatchiks are a bunch of tossers incapable of doing anything other than act like a bunch of tossers, it gives you hope. So desperate are these people to be seen publicly to reject Britain's overtures that the likelihood remains that they will choose no deal, which will shaft themselves more than it shafts Britain, rather than opting for the more subtle and deadly tactic of keeping Britain shackled to the EU forever by making its laws subsidiary to those of the European Court of Justice, as the withdrawal agreement stipulates. As with the tale of the scorpion and the frog, we have to rely on the scorpion being utterly incapable of doing anything other than sting the frog, ferrying it across the river and drowning itself in the process. That's my calculation, anyway. I suspect it's also the calculation of the much more Machiavellian Dominic Cummings, who is Boris's chief Brexit advisor. It also partly underpins the opinion of top political economist Dr. Ruth Lee, who considers a no-deal Brexit on October 31 the most likely outcome, with a probability of 75%. Lee is the chief political economist at Arbuthnot Banking Group, so her opinions carry weight. She also has an excellent track record of speaking truth to power. As she told me, she was once famously sacked from her job at the Institute of Directors on the orders of Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who was furious at her constant attacks on his deficit spending, which, rightly as it proved in the 2008 crash, she kept insisting was unsustainable. If Lee thinks no-deal Brexit is 75% likely, then I'm not too worried just yet.